Blog Talk Radio.
What I'm saying to you this morning, my friend, even if...
Okay, 714.
For someone facing incredible obstacles in your life, I want you to lean on God and trust His flawless record. He never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen Him do it.
I have no doubts my God can do the impossible.
There's nothing impossible for God.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it.
I've seen Him do it.
He can turn the mess you're in to an awesome miracle. Yep, He can.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it.
I've seen Him do it.
So whatever problem you
have,
just let it go
and give it to God. He'll work it out. How do I know?
How do I know what God can do?
I've seen Him do it. I've seen Him do it.
Hallelujah. I've lived long enough to see God do phenomenal things. Oh, yes, I have. I've seen God give people supernatural strength when they didn't know how they were going to make it. I've seen Him use the most unlikely people to do incredible things. So I wrote this verse for those of you that are less than perfect. Listen.
When your life has gone astray, you preserve and cover you with His grace. That's how God works.
That's how God works.
I've seen Him do it.
And this is what I like about God.
And He'll erase your past.
If you repent,
so people can
He'll erase your past.
Churches. I'm praying for a young lady up in Minnesota, Pastor Etta up in, I'm praying for you, Pastor Etta, getting ready to take that trip to Las Vegas. And I'm praying for you and you, and I want you to know God got your back. This is Bishop Turner, your host tonight. I'm glad to come to you because I want you to know tonight that God can settle the case. Whatever it is, give it to God. Whatever you're going through, and lots of your vacation. I've been praying for you because so much is going on. I'm praying for Mother Pearl right there in Pontiac. Mother Pearl, I want you to know that the angels of God is watching and God's going to do what He want to do anyway, but we're going to pray. because God will open doors. I'm praying for you and you tonight, for everybody to come in tonight. We're going into our Easter week. Sunday we had a beautiful service, Hosanna, Hosanna to his name. And people were shouting all over the church, and we just had a good time. And I want to tell you, we're getting ready for Easter, and I want to let you know it ain't about the bunny. Jesus is the reason for the season. Thank God for Jesus, huh? You know, this is the Holy Week, and I want to be a little spiritual with you. A lot of accidents and different things happen on Holy Week. I discussed that with Pastor Evan. We talked about that. We talked about how bad it is on Easter. We talked about it many years ago. We'll talk about it because this is the week when you stay in church. Friday from 12 to 1, I said about from 12 to 3, I will be at Mount Sinai Baptist Church. I'll be preaching Good Friday. And we're going to be prophesying and laying on hands and let the anointing of the Holy Ghost come. And I want you to know that God got your back and did something. Right now, I'm going to have a reading from a dynamic young lady, professor, teacher, learned person. She's going to read the scriptures. Get your Bibles out because we want to come into your homes and uplift. We're going to talk about a little evil that's going on and all this negative energy, the killing going on. But I want to let you know, God is still in control. And I want you to know God will work it out. And I'm going to have her to read this Bible. She's going to read from Psalms 119, the most powerful scripture in the Bible, Psalms 119. And I'm going to call her right now. And I want to thank you. Thank you. Young lady, are you on? 5183.
I am.
God bless you this day.
Bless you also.
And I want to tell you, before you read, I want to prophesy to you, your trip going to be very successful. I want to let you know, after you get back to Chicago, some doors will open up for you. And I don't want you to get married down there because it's going to be a lot of proposals. Just tell them you're single, free, disengaged, and serving God. Go on and read.
Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with the uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of my mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in the statutes. I will not forget thy word. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me.
Thank you for that reading. God bless you. May God bless that word and add it to you. I want you to know, keep God's word in your heart. Wherever you go, God, keep his word. Thank you, Jesus. Keep him in your heart. Right now, we're going into the Holy Week, and I'm praying for you and you, every letter, every telephone call, I'm praying for you. And I want to thank you that came in Sunday, those that have wrote and those that called, prayer changes things. And I know some of you on vacation, Sister Robin, up in California, Los Angeles, praying for you and your party. And we're just having a good time in the Lord tonight. I want to share some things with you tonight. I want you to know, wherever you go, whatever you do, God got your back. And I want you to read Psalms 119, east, west, north, and south. Read it to the east and the west. We're in the full moon this week. By being a full moon, we had a red moon last night. We had a lunar eclipse. It don't happen to every 1,000 years. So I want to share it with you that God is doing some things, and it's a loss of demons are loose. It's a loss of negative energy. So you got to be prayerful, stay prayed up, where you can be able to fight the wiles of the devil at home, on your job. You know, you got to fight the devil because the devil is busy. The devil comes to kill and destroy. You know, you got so many negative people, you know, and they got same-sex marriage, and some of you going along with it. God said Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. And I believe in the divine law of God. You got some women that are marrying women. You got men that married men. And they're going to bust hell wide open. And you wonder how come in storms after them. Last night in Chicago, and it's April, we had snow. And you got storms all down south and all around. Because it's not good to fool Mother Nature. It's not good to mess with God. God is God, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. And I want to let you know, we're going in the Holy Week. We're going in the week for blessing, your miracle, your blessing. Don't forget to get your seed in. Get your seed in. $33. You can hit my PayPal, Chelsea, and send it quick, fast, and in a hurry. You can send it quick, fast, and in a hurry. $33 to our PayPal. Go to the seed of Abraham, YolaSite.com. So I'm going to send this $33. You'd be surprised of the blessing that you're going to get by obeying the prophet. God bless you. But I want to share this with you tonight. I want you to know, this is your season. This is your blessing. I'm going to prophesy it in a minute to you. I'm going to prophesy it to everybody in the queue. You might not want to hear what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say it out the Bible. If God said it, God told me, said, Bishop, if you get it to him, I get it through him. And I'm going to get it to you, and God's going to get it to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to get ready for you. I want to tell you, I'm praying for you, Lois. Jean, I'm praying for you. I want to tell you, Joe, I'm praying for you. Robert, I'm praying for you. And I want to pray for every telephone call, those up in Las Vegas, those that call me in St. Paul, Minnesota. Yeah, Ella, I'm praying for you. And also praying for you, Bright Star, those that call me. Those have called us from all over the country. We're praying. But this go out for you tonight, for you that listening. This is special. You might have doubts with your marriage. You might have doubts with your son or your daughter. You might have doubts with your church. You might have doubts with your mother, your father, your sister. And look like you just can't make it. But I want to tell you tonight, I come to tell you it's going to be all right. I come to tell you your miracle is a moment away. Glory, hallelujah. And I want you to know healing, God is still healing. I want to tell you, with all the evil going on and all the killing, God is still in control. Oh, I can feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost moving this week. Now, I've just been praying, and Friday we'll be at Mount Sinai Church from 12. About one, we might go to three. How the Holy Ghost lead us. We're going how the Holy Ghost lead us. And the Holy Ghost lead us to stay longer, we're going to stay longer. And I want to thank Frankie up in Jackson, Michigan. Thank you, Frankie. And Frankie was the only one answering that telephone and was there for me. And all the people I talked to in Detroit, they didn't come through, but Frankie was right there. And God bless you, Frankie. But I want to tell you tonight, this is your season. I'm not begging. God gonna do what he do. I'm gonna give you the ministry. I'm gonna give you the word. You can take it. You can throw it away. I don't care. Once I put it out there, hallelujah, God gonna make it happen. I'm praying for you and you that there's no sorrow on earth that God cannot heal. And I want this to go out for some of you. Marcella down in Alabama, Reverend Reed down in Huntsville, Alabama, and it's going out for you. Tina right there in Detroit, it's going out for you. Johnny May right there in Las Vegas, call me. And I'm telling you, in Los Angeles, California, Mickey, it's going to be all right. You know, people call with all kind of problems. And all I got to do is pray. If you pray, God going to change things. You're not. If you pray, when you get off of your knees, things start to work. I wish I had some saved people tonight. I wish I had some people that really believe in God. I ain't talking about faking it. Really believe. And, you know, got the faith. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is a sum. I just need some people got the faith that their job is secure, that their health is secure, that God's going to heal you, and God's going to deliver you from cancer, high blood, stroke, tumors, from that bad marriage, from that son in jail, that daughter out there, God is able to put things in your life. You need a financial blessing, God able to give it to you right now, not tomorrow. God able to do it. But I want to tell you, this is what it says. Fret not thyself with evildoers, they're going to soon be cut down. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them. You need to plead your cause to God, and God's going to move it quick, fast, and in a hurry. This is your season. 2014 is your season to be blessed. 2014 is your season. The seed is in the ground, and you're going to be blessed. I'm going to say it again. Stop holding back. Stop trying to be something you're not. Give it to God and release. This is the Holy Week. I'm praying for you, you and you. This is the week they whipped him all night long. They marched him from Jordan. He never said in my mind. I want to let you know Jesus is the reason for the season. It ain't about no Easter egg and a bunny. It's about the man from Galilee. It's about Jesus who died on the cross and rose and said, all power is in my hand. I was asking somebody to help me tonight. I was asking somebody to know what I was talking about. It's real that God's going to bless you. And I want you to know, east, west, north, and south, God got a blessing for you. I ain't got no time to argue with you and your sin. I ain't got time to tell you to get right. You ought to know is right. What the young lady read, say, it ought to be in your heart. You ought to say, you ought to walk it and talk it. You ought to sleep it. Thank you, Jesus. But I want to let you know, your healing, somebody, I'm getting revelation knowledge, somebody having a problem with their heart, God's going to heal it tonight. Somebody having a problem with their knees, I'm getting that revelation that God's going to heal it. And I want to tell you, you've been so confused and arguing back and forth with your husband. God's going to fix that. And I want to tell you, I see three ladies, they are back and forth in the hospital seeing about a loved one. I want to tell you that God told me that if you let go, God's going to do it for healing. I see some death. You know, I see some families in bereavement right now. And I want to say this to you tonight. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. And I'm praying for those that have lost, you know, 35 shooting here in Chicago over the weekend. 4 people killed that we know about. But I'm praying for those families, not only in Chicago and Detroit, in New Orleans, all in Texas, Dallas, California, in Las Vegas, and in Alabama, Birmingham, and all in Mississippi, for all this violence going on. Because men are wicked. But the wages of sin is death. Gift of God, eternal life. Get ready to have a good church service Sunday. Get ready. Get yourself up where you are healed and delivered. you can get up. I'm gonna play this for you tonight. All of you down, don't think nobody love you, think you can't make it. And I want you to know this is your season. This is the time for you to be blessed. That's right.
For favor, this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. But I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got a seed in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground, now I'm knowing. And it's showing my faith for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To be what I have known.
Come on, you say. This is my season for grace. For what else?
For favor.
This is my season to reap what I
Hello, everyone.
I want you to know God is leaning in your direction for healing and for deliverance tonight. I'm glad that you're coming to the queue. This is Bishop Sean with the Seed of Abraham, yogasite.com. And you can go to my PayPal and what you need to do. If you need to, you got something special, you can write me or call me. Lord, as I give prophets tonight to you, I want to tell you something very special tonight. I should look in the spirit realm and tell you what I see going on for you. Sometimes it might not be too nice. And I want to thank you and you for doing that. And sometimes you fall short because you're caught up in so much other stuff. But I'm going to give you some scriptures tonight for you to read. As we cross over tonight and we're talking about they've got the plane yet, they're still looking. And with all intelligence and telling how we got, they will find that plane in one day. But I told you there's something going on. And they got to keep it out of the radar, keep you from knowing. Because if they tell you what really happened, you won't never get on another plane. And I said, and I won't take it back. But later on, a couple of years, they'll tell you what happened. But they're going to tell you right now. And I want you to get ready I want you to drive very safe this week because there's so much negative energy being out. And I talked about the moon, the stars, talked about the red planet. I talked about what happened with the coming across and the gravitation of the earth with the pulling of the stars and saying the fire. So we're looking at Pluto, Luna, we're looking at Saturn, Jupiter, they're all in sync. And they pull in the lock, messing with your mind, messing with the moon, messing with the water, and we're having lots of forces taking place, and that's what's happening. We have Brother Calvin. Brother Calvin gives an announcement and let us know before I start prophesying to these people.
Yes, hello everyone. This show is brought to you by the Seed of Abraham Ministries, helmed by the Bishop T. Turner. And if you need to reach the Bishop or Bishop Turner, either day or night, please give him a call at 773-577-9720. Once again, his number is 773-577-9720. Now, if you wish to mail a letter to the bishop, or you have a donation or a gift that you'd like to send via mail, the post office, you can send it via to Bishop Turner, P.O. Box 28909-7, Chicago, Illinois, 60628. Let me say that again. You can send it to Bishop Turner, P.O. Box 28909-7, Chicago, Illinois, 60628. Now, if you want to really touch the bishop in a more faster way, you can go to his website, which is theseedofabraham.yolasite.com. With that, you can hit the tabs on the news for the latest news and events that he has going up, and different shows that he might have, series that he might have. You can get in contact with that through the news page, or you can go to Bishop TV with his latest videos that he has up that he's teaching and talking to the people, and you can plug in a very intimate way like that. Now, if you need to contact him instantaneously, you can also go to his contact me page, and right there, there's an email right there. You can put your information, your name, your number, and it's a little box where you can put information, whatever information that you have, message, or whatever problem that you have that you want to talk to the bishop. And put your information in there and hit the submit button, and it goes straight to his email, to his phone. He'll be able to get back to you in a faster, instantaneous way. Also, if you have any gifts or any donations that you would like to make available to the ministry or plant a seed, please just go to the front page right under the seed of plenty, the horn of plenty. I'm sorry. There is a donate button, and you can press that and take you to PayPal, and whatever God places on your heart to give, please give, and give so cheerfully, and what comes from the heart touches the heart. Now, also, I'd like to say that the bishop, through his network of the shows, of the many shows that he's doing, you can plug up with him on Sunday mornings with the bishop, on Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock, 11 to 12, or you can link up with him on Tuesdays with Crossing Over with the Ancestors from 11 p.m. to 12, or that's on Tuesdays. Wednesdays he has this, his Wednesday night Bible study that starts at 7 to 8 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. On Thursday he has the $1 trillion flow. He has the metaphysics of the Bible. That's from 11 to 12 also on Blog Talk Radio. And he also has the $1 trillion flow on Fridays. That's from 11 to 12 o'clock at night on Blog Talk Radio. And also introducing, he has the 13 Crystal Skulls, which is helmed by King Jahi. He comes from a hip-hop angle with more innovative and metaphysical conversations with modern-day hip-hop for the younger generation. That's on Saturdays from 10 o'clock to 11. So through all these ministries, the bishop is hoping to reach you on different levels with different information to help you to improve your life. So plug in and sit back and let the information touch you. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Brother Calvin, for bringing that to us. But I want to share this with you tonight. This is the Holy Week. This is the week for kids out of school. This is the week that you should be praying and got your altar set up, got your Bible, your water set up, and clean your house out, smudge your house out, stay clean. But I want this to go.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King. Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. What's left? Truth is, I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you. People's pain. So Lord, speak right now.
bless you tonight. I'm talking about we have victory in Jesus. Let me say it again. Victory, we have victory in Jesus. Don't forget, tomorrow night we will be doing our Bible class, and we're going to be talking about the resurrection, bring by the crucifixion. Crucifixion, bring by the resurrected. Sometimes you got to be crucified to be resurrected. I'm praying for you tonight as I want to put in your spirit tonight, victory. You have victory in faith. You have victory in Christ. I want you to have the victory to overcome what's going on in your life tonight. And those that are calling me got many problems. I want to say victory is yours. If you can put God in your heart tonight and trust God all the way, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Let me say it again. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. You might need to carry this with you this week to understand what God got for you. John chapter 20, verse 1 through 10. Romans 6, verse 1 through 11. And verse chapter 13. I want you to get ready for God to open up that life for you. It's a light that can be opened up. I want to say victory for your new business, Sarah. And I want to tell you, Evangelist Liza, up in Minnesota, all is well. Thank you last night for the call. Thank you for your donation. God bless you. And I want to tell you tonight, I was discussing with a young lady. The young lady said, well, Bishop, it's all right what people do. Romans 1 and 26. I want you to read that for yourself. Make your own decision. Some of you have slipped back into poverty. You have slipped back into sin. And you compromising sin with God. You can't compromise with God. God is what God is. God is love, not hate. God is joy and peace and love, long-suffering. You can't compromise that for a moment of sex. You can't compromise that for alcohol, or dope, crack. Compromise God for a relationship, because God is an everlasting relationship. I wish I had somebody. Your blessing is on his way, and the devil is blocking you with your attitude, with your self-righteous attitude, with your holier-than-thou attitude. You have to be humble and meek is the way. We're talking about Easter as go dress up and get your suit, see what man you can get, see where you're going to eat at. Jesus was the reason for the sin. For God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten son into the world, not to condemn it, to save it. Now, you need to make up your mind to be healed. The devil's going to keep you sick. He's going to keep you broke. He's going to keep you without a husband, without a wife. I don't want nobody else. Why? You ought not to want nobody else's husband. You ought to want your own husband or your own friend. Hello? Don't jump before you look. You'll be jumping into something that's happening. We got 45% of young ladies down in Atlanta, Georgia, got AIDS. Somebody on the down low. You think I ain't going to talk about Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve? These men can go on the download all they want to. I hope you women wake up. And some of you women on the download. I was talking to a woman today. And she said, I don't know. I can't say nothing about that. Oh, I can. Because the Bible said the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. You got to call it out. If you want to be healed, you got to call it out. You got to name. your healing. You got to be able to speak all is well. You got to even be able to say, my new job, my new miracle is coming. My blessing on his way. I carried it to the king. I'm waiting on my results. That's what we're doing. You know, we're waiting on God to come back and bless us. And I want you to know that tonight. And I'm praying for you, Sister Lewis, right down in Yazoo City. And I'm praying for you, Sister Hattie, down in Pickett, Mississippi. I'm praying for you, Shirley, right there in Carbon Hill, Alabama. And I'm also praying for you in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm praying for those that have called me from Georgia. Sister Sherry from Georgia. I'm praying for you, too, Sister Sherry. It's going to be all right. I know the devil is trying to destroy you, but I want to let you know everything is in divine order. And as I prophesied tonight, 79:20, Psalm 39:55, God said he's going to bless you with a new car, and that's going to happen. And I want you to read that. I'm looking at 51:83. It said that everything that you want, you write it down. And as you fly, you keep it. And when you come back, you bring it to me. Carry it with you now. Write down everything you want God to do for you for 2014. And as you write it on a piece of brown piece of paper, write it. Carry it with you in the air on the airplane. On your way back, you get to me and watch God. I want to say to you, 46:66, I want you to get ready. Psalm 54, Psalm 51, and Psalm 54, and Psalm 57. I want you to get ready for God to bless you, but it seemed like that I'm seeing Psalm 55. Oh, if I have wings of dove, I'd be at rest. I want to tell you, I want you to get ready. I'm praying hard, but I want you to get ready for a funeral. But you say, Lord, if it's your will, not the devil's will, because vengeance mine said God. And God said he's going to bless you because somebody wants you to have a nervous breakdown. They want you to stay sick. But I'm telling you, God got your back, young woman, and God's going to keep you up. I want you to know that. And I want to let you know God's going to keep things flowing to you. I want to tell 99:04, Psalm 44, Psalm 42. I want to tell you Psalm 55:44, Psalms 33, and Psalm 4. I want to tell you 32:03, Psalms 29, Psalms 5. 61:57, Psalms 28, and Psalms 27. Let him be your light, because it's a scandal going to come on you. I'm talking to 61:57. It's a scandal trying to come on you. You can stop it if you stop and be still and stop being so, I'm going to leave that alone. You need to talk to me privately. And you need to make restitutions, too. You need to talk to me privately. Some things to come your way. Because I was up in Michigan. I couldn't get you. I couldn't get none of you. When I was in there, I called all of them. Couldn't get you. I landed in Jackson, had a good time in Jackson, and come on back, you know. And I want to let you know God will open up a door for you. I'm praying for the sick, the shut-in, those that come and listen at home. I'm praying for you, Liz, that just lost your mother. I'm praying that things are going to be all right. I'm going to let you know there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. I'm praying for you that have lost your way, because God is the way. I want you to pray this week. If you ain't prayed, pray. If you don't know how to pray, ask somebody, because he's going to work it out for you. But I just feel that you need to stay grounded. I think you need to stay grounded that God will touch you and open a door for you. I'm praying that, I'm praying for you, Sister Geneva. I'm praying for you and your sister down in Alabama. Okay. And Rose, I'm praying for you. And I want to thank you, Pastor Rose, for your significant pull. And don't worry, you look up and see me. We'll be down through there. You see, God life, God made man for himself. And God made woman for man. What I'm trying to tell you. It's time for you, my love. I want to get married. Maybe God ain't ready for you to marry. God might be ready for you to love him. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, God got a reason for you. And I got another scripture I want y'all to read. And some of you don't read it, don't understand it. Exodus chapter 20. Started 3-17. Exodus. Read that. The same law God gave to Moses is a law for us to live by. And I don't care what your church members say. You better wake up and say you're a woman of God or you're a man of God or you're going to bust hell wide open, because most of these churches is doing their thing. Of these synagogues is doing their thing. They're not doing God's thing. If it wasn't so, you would have people not sleeping outdoors. You would have people that wouldn't have no job, nothing to eat. No, if you talk about a Muslim, you talk about Christian, LME, CME, Catholic, whatever denomination you call, you better be a woman of God, a man of God. If you don't, you're going to lose out. That's what I'm saying. Well, I go to this church. The church is in your heart. Upon this rock, I'll build my church. And the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That's what Peter said. Jesus went to the cross and said, all power is given to me. So now, you got the power. You went to the cross. The bill is paid. All you got to do tonight, make up your mind you're going to walk in the oneness of God. The Spirit tell me, I prophesied about, I see something about a train. I keep seeing that train come before my eye. I don't know, something about a train going to happen. I see something about this train crashing. Oh, glory, hallelujah. See, when I get the prophecy, God began to show me things. I talked about the plane that was falling in the water. I seen it going down. I seen an angle. But I want to let you know that we're in the midst of flooding. We're in the midst of man is not obeying God. I don't care what denomination you is. You can belong to the L.A. preachers if you want to and go to hell. So he said the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. And David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I said, that's personal. You got to have a personal walk with God tonight. Not with Bishop Turner, not with your pastor, with God. You need a personal relationship with God. And God will put the things in your life where you'll be happy. You have to say, Bishop, how can I do this? You can do this by talking to God. God will show a way. Your angel, and this is April, Asmodel is the angel of April. And many happy birthdays to all them in April. 4 or 5 people call me today. Birthday is in April. I'm praying for you. Happy birthday to you. Take that birthday and go to the next level. God to bless you. Psalms 119, east, west, north, and south. I feel an energy right now in somebody. I want you to drink some water. You know who he is. You've been coughing all night. Drink some warm water. You drink that water. Just thank God. He's going to bless you. I want to tell them people that is kind of angry and ain't calm to the cue, they better wake up and get God, because that ain't nothing but the devil. The devil come to kill and destroy. The devil don't want you to walk with God. He wants you to walk with somebody else. But I want to let you know, get ready. Sunday I will be preaching, and I want to let you know, if you in Monroe, Louisiana, go to the House of Prayer. If you're in down in Faraday, Louisiana, go to St. Raymond's Divine Spirit Church. If you're in Baton Rouge, go to St. Raymond's number one. And if you're in Chicago, go to Dr. Coleman, Mount Sinai Church, Dr. Alexander Union Baptist Church. And if you're out in Pembroke, go out there to Mother Pearl Church, Lily of the Valley Temple. If you're in Ohio, go to Reverend Rogers Church in Ohio. And if you're up in Minnesota, go to Evangelist Cook Church up in Minnesota. I want to let you know, around the world, people call and write. We want to give a shout to all of them that are standing up for the Lord. But I want to share this with you tonight. I want you to go knowing, sowing, and flowing in that direction that God can heal you. And I want you to hear Dr. Franklin.
For the last few days, several people have been calling me and writing me and telling me of how lonesome they are in this big city. And I don't want you to take that lightly, because that is quite possible. There are people who can come to cities like Detroit and like Chicago and New York and other large urban cities, having left their home grounds and their friends somewhere else, and they've invested, and to bring back dividends for God, he buried it in the ground, so to speak, of indifference. And he did not anticipate his tragic end, however, because the Lord of those talents came back at an unsuspected time. The danger of it all is that you are given the control and the management of this investment that God has made in you.
Yes.
And that you are left on your own. God doesn't stand around and punch you. That is, literally, he doesn't, to see what you're doing and how you're going to do. He merely lets you know that you are responsible for my investment.
Yes, sir.
And that I'm holding you accountable.
Yes.
And that one day I will be back.
Yes.
And you must report to me.
Yes.
For everything that you've done.
Yes.
And how you have invested what I have given you.
Yes.
And I said the danger of it is you're on your own. You're on your own. But, you know, sometimes some people cannot stand to be on their own. Some people cannot stand responsibility. Some people cannot make good managers, it appears. Some folk are waiting for the first opportunity. As soon as the boss takes his eye off them, they're searching. Hiding. Marking time. But that is dangerous. Because the boss of your life, the giver of your life, the investor that has invested in you, nor what you should do.
Yes.
And know what he has made you capable of doing.
Yes.
Pray with me if you please.
Yes.
You're talking about a time clock. He has put one within all of us.
Yes.
He know when you punch in and when you punch out.
Yes.
He know whether you are late or on time.
Yes.
Pray with me, there's no escape. And if you are lying down on the job, if you haven't punched in for the last year or so, if you haven't reported for duty for the last month or so, he know it tonight. You can't escape. He's made an investment in you. It is not left up to you to do what you want to do with it. You've got to one day account for the deeds done in your body. Why, I often say that when I look down on the casket and see those two little startling words, at rest, doesn't always mean that the person that's in there is at rest. It sometimes means the home that he came out of is at rest. Now that he's gone, or now that she's gone. Sometimes it means that husband is at rest. Sometimes it means that wife is at rest. Now that they have laid you out. Are you praying with me? Sometimes it means that the church where he was a member is now at rest. Because they kept up so much confusion. Sometimes it means the neighbors or the people with whom they work are now at rest. Now that you're gone. So brothers and sisters, we should all remember that there is one who has an all-seeing eye and who knows what investment he's made in us. He knows whether or not he left with us one talent or whether or not he left with us two. He knows whether or not he's left with us five. You see what I'm talking about? And he knows exactly what our report should be.
Yes, yes.
That is, if it is a faithful report.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think that all of us, and especially those of you who have wandered away,
yes,
and who seem to think because you're getting by that you've gotten away.
Yes.
Well, remember, you may be getting by, but that doesn't mean you have got away.
Yes.
Pray with me if you please. I've seen people who committed crime and have gotten by for several years. And one day when they feel safe, satisfied and secure, why the FBI walk up and tap them on the shoulder and tell them exactly who they are and what they've done and where they did it. There was a man who gotten by, but who didn't get away. And you talking about an FBI system. Why, my God has the best the world has ever known. He had all kinds of agents working for him. Sickness worked for him. And it's sometime one of his detectives. Oh, Lord. And sometime misfortune worked for him. And sometime trouble will arrest us for him. And I don't believe you know what I'm talking about. Oh, Lord. Why, sometime, why, expenses about our family life works on God's side. You may feel because you're getting by, you've gotten away. Oh, Lord, if you're wasting your life and wasting your time, if you've forsaken God and like a prodigal went away from home into the far country of pleasure and into the far country
of revelry. Remember, great God, if you don't mind out like Jonah, great God, you know Jonah thought he'd gotten by too, you know, and thought he'd gotten away too. Oh, Lord, but the Lord called his detective to win, and then called another one of his officers, the clouds, and spoke to another one of his agents, the sea, and made that old sea boil like a pot, and made the wind roll themselves into a hurricane. I don't believe you know what I'm talking about tonight. Oh, Lord, my God, great God, whispered to a whale and told him to be a submarine for him and keep up with that ship until he got Jonah convinced. Holy God Almighty, oh, Lord. And eventually Jonah had to come on a wire. He bought his ticket and then went down below deck. Pray with me if you please. And hid from the crowd and from the passengers and lay down and went to sleep. And trouble arose on the old vessel. Nobody knew what was going on or who was responsible. Nobody knew that Jonah was on board. You know, sometimes the vessels of our lives are rocking because there is a Jonah on board. You may not know why he is or who he is, but all of the shaking and all of the trouble that you are having is because there's a Jonah on board somewhere. Oh, Lord. But the Lord made the wind, the lightning and the thunder. The sea wept for him to bring Jonah out. Oh, Lord, he may be working on you, and you may think you are hid in the hull of life. And the reason why the storms of life are raging around you, God is trying to bring you out of where you belong and where you promised to be. I don't think you know what I'm talking about. Oh, Lord, you ought to do like Jonah. Great God. You know, Jonah cost the ship so much trouble. Yes, he did. They had to throw off supplies into the sea. They had to drown medicine and food that was intended for innocent people in the far country. Oh, Lord. But on the account of Jonah, they had to waste it all. Well, you may be causing other people to suffer because you are Jonah. Oh, Lord. Come on up. Yeah. And do like Jonah did. Come on up on board. Yeah. And tell the world, I know I'm wrong. Yeah. I know I've been running away. Yeah. I know I've been hiding. Oh, Lord. I know why I'm going through all that I am going through. The Lord is my God. I don't even know what I mean tonight. Oh, Lord, if I were you tonight, wherever you are, if I'd been a Jonah, if I'd been like one of the talent men who've been laying down on a job, oh, I mean right now, even right where you are, right in your home, I'd make up in my mind, right now. Right now, I'd make it up in my mind.